guys, according to a new survey, 78% of Americans say they feel stress at least once a week, with 15% saying they're stressed every single day. Monday mornings are apparently the most stressful, with 19% saying their stress peaks on the first day of work. Of the work week. Not surprising, people describe the pandemic as the most stressful time in their life. Also, money is the major issue for people right now. Other top causes of stress include work, physical health, mental health, and family. And then there are the people who are causing people stress, with 14% of those surveyed saying their spouse slash partner is the main source of their stress. Followed by my boss, my parents, my kids, and other family members. So, gotta ask the guys, what is causing you the most stress? And so first, let's start there, guys. And then, Steve, tell us some things you do to de-stress.
Well, first of all, it ain't my wife that causes me no stress. Cause if you that in my life, y'all know good hell well what I'm gonna do.
Meaning,
I'm a participant in the court system.
can I amen that? Can I amen that?
Yes, bitter man.
Nah, I ain't got that problem. I used to sit in my driveway. Mm-hmm. For hours, dreading to go in the house. Mm-hmm. I don't do that no more. Aww. You know, I used to fly back out to L.A. early. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't do that no more. Mm-hmm. So I don't really have that. I think the biggest stress point in my life is probably, I probably have to say Tommy.
What? That came from out of nowhere.
Yeah. How did I expect that?
It's probably him. You know, I'm so worried about somebody whooping his ass over these pranks. You know, worried about if he, you know, if he gonna add a show, is he coming to work the next day?
Right. Yeah. You know, I feel your pain on that one.
If he gonna sell out? You know, I know he a germophobic. Is he gonna get COVID? Well, if he get it, how he gonna act?
Yeah,
you know, down there he cleaning vaccination needles and stuff down there. I'm going, boy, they come out of a pack. It's just probably that's really it for me. I don't really stress too much. I ain't got no, you know, woes and stuff like that. A little concerned about my next move every now and then, but as soon as I get concerned, I just tell God I ain't got nothing to do with it. Show me what you want me to do. That's it for me.
All right. Yeah. All right. What about you, Jay? Or Tommy, did you want to respond?
Yeah. No, I don't.
No, that surprised him, Shirley.
It surprised all of us, Steve.
Yeah.
All right. Come on, Jay. What you got?
Well, I've been blessed. The man upstairs has truly, truly blessed me during COVID. I mean, all of us, we were able to work.
Yeah.
So, you know, the only thing we had to deal with was being home. And, you know, we were making money. We were working. I could get my stuff that I wanted to get. But I moved to Atlanta. And Atlanta is not like L.A. And I've been so stressful since I got here.
Yeah.
Like, where am I going to get it? Who am I going to? I got to get new people because I don't know these people. You know what I mean?
I'm That's like, your stress?
It's, oh, my God. Shirley, I mean, in L.A., there's a store. You just go in, show your ID, and it's just, it's a wall to wall. You got cookies. You got drink. You
gummies.
Got gummies. You got brownies. You got
edibles.
And now I'm in Atlanta. I don't know these dudes. I can't. Who can I trust? What?
Well, you're stressed out, huh?
Yeah,
that is. Do you hear the stress in my voice?
Yeah.
They're legal in L.A.
My bad.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, God.
All right, we'll be back. If we're still on the air, we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show at 20 minutes after. Thanks, Jay.
I got to get new people.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.